So you might have noticed that we're outside this morning. We've noticed with the breeze, we've had stands falling over all morning as we've tried to rehearse and taken cymbals down so they didn't go, and had the laptop fall off the pulpit. So we've moved to this very elegant solution. We're meeting outside because, unlike last summer, we don't have to, but because we choose to. And part of our plan this summer that the elders and pastors have talked about is that we might be outside once a month. And so we have a plan to do that July and August and September, as well as today. And partly we just feel like this is an opportunity, to notice and worship among creation. I think that's important. And I think it's good to be out here. I was thinking as we're singing about, you know, the gentle breeze and the trees moving and so forth, I'm like, yeah, this is part of this. This is part of this. This is part of the bigger piece of who we are, that we're connected to this bigger reality than just ourselves. It's interesting to think about that Scripture speaks a lot to nature. It's all through it. So here's a couple. The one that's on your bulletin is from Psalm 19. The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what God has done. Each day informs, each night announces the next. They don't speak a word, and there's never the sound of a voice, yet their message reaches all the earth. The sun travels all around the world, and the heavens attend is set up for the sun. It rises like a bridegroom and gets ready like a hero eager to run a race. It travels all the way across the sky. And this seemed particularly pertinent today. Nothing hides from its heat. And it's not just the psalmist or just this one psalm that references nature praising God. From Psalm 98, order the rivers to clap their hands and the hills to sing together. From Job 12, but ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? Again from the Psalms, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. And from Isaiah 55, 12, for you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. That's quite a bit of witness to the idea that maybe nature praises God too. And I think sometimes we're a little bit prone to think of this as like anthropomorphizing. That's the biggest word I'm going to say this morning. I learned I didn't know how to spell that word. But we're prone to make that, you know, to make those seem like metaphor, or sort of think that we're putting human values onto these things. And yet, what if it's not metaphor? What if it's true? What if all of creation is saying, we're going to do what God has called us to do, which is to praise God, to give witness to God's glory? And what if it's us that is the only ones, or are the only ones, who choose and maybe choose not to? It's sort of an interesting thought to think that we're surrounded by all this stuff that keeps on doing exactly what God wants. And there's this witness that's nonstop to that. Nature continually praises God and continually seems to trust and depend on God. And I recognize if we keep on down the metaphor, what do we do with hurricanes and earthquakes and trees falling over? But maybe there's something more about nature accepting that this is part of how it is, that we just don't like it. We're not going to go that way too much this morning. There's a lot of directions that those questions can lead us to. It can lead us to our questions of stewardship, which we'll address later this summer, and how we help take care of nature and what our role might be in that. But this morning I want to move towards the idea of centeredness. Because I have another noticing beyond noticing the beauty of the place that we're in, and the beauty of the breeze and the trees moving in it. And that is that almost everyone I've talked to coming into this summer seems a little bit frazzled. Maybe you've noticed this. People feel a little bit off center. We had an elders meeting at the beginning of June, so almost a month ago now. And when we checked in, every single one of us was feeling a little bit, I don't know, just a little bit amped up. And some of that may be because we're finally kind of starting to come out of the pandemic, sort of. And, you know, so we're starting to say, well, what can I re-engage with? And I was reminded of Paul Box talking to us several years ago about holy days, holidays. Like, let's not take vacation. Let's take some holy days. And I was reminded of that. And I was also reminded that sometimes vacations feel like more work than they are recreation, recreation. It seems like we're carrying a lot of stuff right now. And that makes sense. There's a lot of reasons to be carrying a lot of stuff. But I also felt this sort of, and even in myself, I felt this sense of sort of uncenteredness. Like, it's summer, something should be happening, and I'm feeling obligated or rushed or pushed to that. And we're changing this season and this rhythm, and some of that is, a lot of us are involved in stuff with the school year, whether that's our jobs, or we have kids, or we do something else for it, or we're just paying attention. So that's one rhythm. But there's another rhythm that's more inherent, that we're hitting summer. And jumping from last week, where we were planning on being outside, and we've been sitting here in the rain, to this week, where it's, you know, 85 degrees right now, I think we're aware that the rhythm is changing, that the seasons are changing. And we ignore that a lot, right? We ignore that, but somehow I think it grabs our attention even though we're not real attentive to it. We're in a time right now where the earth is different. We notice it. The rivers are running high from the snowmelt and the rain, and you know, in a couple months, the rivers hopefully will still be running, but a lot lower, right? Right now, things are kind of green, but as you start looking out, if you can see that hill or even this field, it's starting to change colors. It's going from green to brown. It's a time, it's a rhythm, and we're part of that. That's naturally what we're made to be, part of the rhythm of the seasons. We're part of this whole planet, right? We don't live separated from it. And so there's an opportunity here to say, let's stop and center. Or maybe to use a drum analogy, let's get with the groove that's happening. There's a rhythm and a groove that's happening. And this is an opportunity for us to say, what's that rhythm and groove, and how are we going to join into it? So I think partly because of the new, and partly because we're coming in from this frazzled and busy place, we have an opportunity this morning to be intentional to stop and say, what is it that I'm supposed to be centered on? What am I noticing? Not just what do I want to do this summer, but what am I called to do this summer? What is God saying is important? And how do I make that a priority? And that doesn't have to be in a real kind of pious way. That's not what I'm suggesting, like, oh, I'm going to pray 8 times a day and make sure I do the Benedictine practice and read the Psalms at these times. I mean, I don't want to knock that if that's what you want to do. But this is an opportunity to say, how do I want to order my life for the next couple months? How is creation speaking to me? How is God working through creation for me to notice some things? And so what we're going to do is set aside quite a bit of time this morning to notice that. So there's several options that I would invite you to. One, we have a trail, and this upper half is mostly in the shade. So if you want to go for a walk, if you want to go for a walk with a friend, and consider these questions together, that's an option. Back here behind our loosely called flower bed, it's more of a blackberry patch in progress, there's a table with some paper and some pens on it. So if you want to do some journaling or some drawing or whatever helps you that way to get some stuff kind of out of your head and onto paper, that's back there. Emily said if you want to join the kids in their spiritual practice on the labyrinth, that she'd be okay with us doing that too. So you can go out there and check in with her. I don't know enough about it to describe it accurately, but I know they're doing some spiritual practice together that has something to do with nature. So you're welcome to join them. We'll ring the bell at about 10 to 5 till, something like that, so we can rejoin and close our time together. But we'd invite you to choose one of these things to do and to use this time to reflect and to center, allow Christ to speak into your life, both at wherever you're at specifically this morning, but also thinking about this summer. What rhythms and practices might God be calling you to enter into as you go through your summer? Any questions? Does that make sense? Thumbs up. All right. Zoom folks, you can pretend to walk the trail or journal or step outside for a minute or two. All right, friends, let's take some time to listen together.